This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So that was beef in the global economy. How about some chicken in this economy? Courtesy of the Los Angeles Unified School District, the second largest school district in the country, I should mention. After a two-year absence and the breakdown of negotiations between the district and Tyson and Pilgrim's Pride, chicken's looking to get back on lunchroom menus as the LAUSD thinks not just about what to feed the kids, but about where that food is coming from. Howard Bloom writes about education for the Los Angeles Times. Howard, welcome to the program.
Happy to be here.
How did we get to the point where there is a chicken comeback happening in the cafeterias of the Los Angeles Unified School District?
Well, before the comeback, there was the shortage, and the shortage had to do with LA Unified trying to enforce higher standards on not only the chickens, but the way the chicken workers were treated, the way the environment was treated by the chicken plants. The marketplace is changing for chicken. You're finding, if you go on to a chicken supplier's website, you will now see them boasting about products that are chickens that have never been fed antibiotics, that have oregano-tinted water, et cetera, et cetera, as an antioxidant. But still, wow. The life of a chicken is not that great when you get right down to it. And LA Unified was interested in the nutritional quality of its chicken and the whole chicken supply chain. And what they found out was that no one could meet their standards.
Is there a chance that because it is so big, the LAUSD could sort of lead the way, not just elsewhere in California, but across the country in school districts deciding that this is what they're going to do with this menu item for their kids that's going to cost more but has social value to it?
I think LA Unified has led the way, and we beat up on LA Unified a lot here in Los Angeles and at the Los Angeles Times. But if we're looking for something, say, to give them credit for, they have led the way on this issue, even though, as with many activist policies pursued by the school district, it does cost more money.
We should point out here that the entire issue of school lunches, chicken or not, is amazingly complicated. Not only is there the cost, but there are federal nutrition standards. There's the preparation on site issues. There's the supply chain. I mean, there's all kinds of things that districts have to think about when they consider what goes on the kids' plate when they stand in that food lunch line.
That's right. And LA Unified has not just been focused on chicken. They also have a program to purchase locally produced fruits and vegetables, for example, and that has been a big boon to the local providers of that. They outlaw junk food in their vending machines. They now serve breakfast in the classroom, with the fact that they have this expanded food program and thus can hire more workers. So there's nothing simple in education. I also should point out that LA Unified has hired a chef at some point. But, you know, after you produce this food in a central kitchen and wrap it up and reheat it, even if it started off delicious, it may not be as good. And delicious is in the eye of the beholder. Right. What a lot of kids are used to eating is more delicious than nutritious, shall we say.
Howard Bloom, he covers education for the Los Angeles Times. Howard, thanks very much.
Happy to do it.